Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called White Cosmic Mirror, and it is the 13th day of the White Oral Bridger Wave Spell, and it is Galactic Moon Day 24. And I'm broadcasting early. That's different. I am podcasting today in anticipation of Wednesday, and we'll talk about what starts tomorrow, which is the Blue Storm Wave Spell. But I thought I would be honest that I'm speaking from White Cosmic Mirror because it has a completely different tonality, actually, than the Blue Magnetic Storm moment. And White Mirror this day, Tuesday, the 1st, 2nd, I don't even know, the 2nd of March, might have been arduous to get through for a couple of reasons. Cosmic days are always these bridge days between wave spells. The 13th day, the 13th tone, is this wrap-up that I think has emotional solidity for the wave spell that was. So the things that were trials for us, the things that caused us suffering, the things that felt like a grind or a challenge are resolved. And that creates this exhalation, and it can create amazement if you're able to reflect back through the calendar. You can say, wow, not only did I survive the White Oral Bridger wave spell, the wave spell of death, but I also can see in the process of the last 13 days that the things that were making me unsettled are settled now. Like, it's a triumph. Like, I feel settled in my exploration of death. Or you would have a specific series of events or trials that you've made it through, and you could marvel here on the cosmic day that things that were difficult just aren't anymore. And I think that that is universally true moving through the wave spells. It could be a state of mind. It could be programming that the mind starts to see things that way if you follow this calendar. But again, the calendar is full of magic, but it's also, it is a training. It is a redirecting of our life into the teaching of the Maya and a rhythm of 13 days, 13 moons, 13 years. And there are other rhythms that the Maya invoke, the 20-day signs, moving through them over 20 days. The Zolk'in itself, a 260-day odyssey that reflects gestation in the womb. We are embracing these ancient teachings in order to give our lives rhythm and natural order, instead of using the Gregorian calendar, which is arrhythmic, or using our own wills. I mean, really, this walk is not one away from Gregorian time, because most of us are absolutely always going to be susceptible and dependent on the consensus calendar, which is a 365-day year, starts on January 1st, broken up into different month lengths. But when we choose to sort of wholeheartedly and, you know, in a parallel track, be with the Mayan cycles and collectively indigenous cycles from pre-colonial era, we suddenly are in rhythm, 28-day months, to make up our year. We start our year in late July at the height of summer, at the height of abundance, and we move through the darkness of winter, speaking, of course, of the Northern Hemisphere, but imitating the Maya that reside north of the equator. So we start in abundance and we finish in abundance instead of starting in scarcity and finishing in scarcity. So that's a real shift. And then likewise, we have this whole different calendar that's not based on a cycle of the Earth around the sun, but is just based on, based on the life, the creation of life before birth, the creation of life in utero. And by remembering that as pivotal, we honor women and that creation is housed strongly within women. Of course, it's a co-creation because a man is involved in conception deeply as well. But then there's all of this, we attribute all this growth and evolution and emergence from how a child grows inside their mother in that relationship. And if we emulate that by following the Dzogchen, then we trigger in us much more inherent respect for female power and obviously what women bring to all of life and creation. And we also stretch our brains and our beings to account for a different way of looking at time than the year count. That time can be a different kind of valuing in terms of a cycle. It can be, you know, a mystical point of reverence. It can be an invocation of that wait that happens from conception to birth. So that's what we're doing here. I think I kind of went on a tangent, but in so doing, we become able to live through the wave spells, trained in a new rhythm, so that it's not just coincidence or pure magic that at the end of a wave spell, we have resolved something that was hard for us at the beginning, that we've had enough growth, focused growth, conscious growth, that when a version of death was disarming to us 13 days ago, here at the finale of the White Whirlbridger wave spell, that's not our issue. At the same time, there is this tension in the cosmic day, the last day of a wave spell, the last tone of a wave spell, that is the anticipation of the wave spell to come, which is not resolved in any way. It's in its inception. It hasn't yet occurred, but the kind of psychic ability to anticipate what is coming in the blue storm wave spell will be rattling us to a degree on the cosmic day. And that's the way of the cosmic tone. It's like a peaceful integration of the wave spell that was, while foment and anticipated challenge starts to stir in our beings as we know innately that there's this other waveform coming and it's going to have a different set of demands and our growth will respond to that as well. The blue storm wave spell, part of the reason I got on air early is a doubling of energy because we're in a blue storm year, and it is the only blue storm wave spell that we will experience within this blue storm year. That's really cool. That's really interesting. There can be two, like, for instance, I believe that next year is yellow electric seed, but I believe, I actually don't know the answer to this, but what if next year there were two yellow seed wave spells, one towards the beginning and one towards the end? Like, you can fit in two wave spells that represent the year's energy, but this particular year, the blue storm wave spell, emulating the year of blue storm, is pretty much in the middle of the year. So there wasn't one at the beginning and there won't be one at the end. There's this one, and It's a doubling of energy. It's exponential. It's going to make things even stormier. And at the same time, it's like a microcosm of the year. It's a time we could watch this wave spell and what occurs in it and get our own personal insight and into ourselves, into our lives, how it's a microcosm of our personal individual blue storm year experience, but also the collective one. This is a blue lunar storm year that started July 26, 2020. If you know enough about the tones, you know that the lunar tone suggests the time of identifying challenge. Lots of times can be challenging, but it's the moment where we, by identifying challenge, it means challenge is really something we're aware of. Like, we're not going to miss out on seeing what the challenges in our life are in this time. This time is formed for us to start to have a relationship with challenge where we don't sublimate it, we don't outgun it, we are sort of forced to have our nose in it and re-experience over and over again what our most primary fixed points of challenge are, so that by the end of this 13-year wave spell, sitting in the cosmic year, a long time from now, we'll say, oh, wow, I remember back in 2020 during COVID how totally challenging life was. But I don't have those challenges anymore at all. I'm completely, you know, I developed skills. I outgrew what was impairing me. I let the things that were very difficult back in 2020 be the things that ultimately lifted me up, that by climbing up to engage with challenge, it became a strength that I held. But we're a long way from there in terms of the year. And that's why I really want people to give themselves some credit, if you're a listener, for living in consciousness through this blue lunar storm year. People that don't listen, I don't mean to me, but don't follow, you know, Mayan cycles, not a problem, not a problem. They're still having all the same challenges. They're just not engaged with creating an identity for them that has basis in the passage of time and rhythms that we expose ourselves to here. Everyone is having a blue lunar storm year, that's for sure. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious that this is an exceptionally upending and challenging time. And that it's not just that we are being challenged and that life is difficult, but we are being forced to look at what is difficult in our lives, which is really what identifying a challenge means. It doesn't just mean enduring a challenge, it means becoming conscious of it. Then, this blue storm wave spell will amplify the year's issues and topics, themes, and bring our attention back to the year, because plenty of the time when I'm talking or thinking, I'm not engaged with this blue lunar storm point of view. There are all these tiers that can occupy our thoughts when we follow this calendar, can get really invested in the days that arise and say it's a white cosmic mirror day. You know, what is the sacrifice of this day that imitates the human sacrifice ritual of the ancient Maya? Or we become taken up by the wave spells in the 13-day cycle where we're always referencing the first day, the totem, the day sign of the first day, such as the white world bridger wave spell that we're completing, and death, and the death of limitations, and the opportunity that death creates. When one thing ends, another thing can begin. All of that becomes our focus. And then I also push, of course, the moons, the 13 moon year, how we move through a wave spell over the year, and so we can pay attention to how we are finishing up the galactic moon. We're in the last days. It ends this Saturday, and the galactic moon is 28 days of this eighth tone in the in the cycle of 13, and we have that question that I talked about last podcast, do I live what I believe? Over and over, we are looking for ways to be more truthful, more authentic, more real, and to attach our actions to our values. And I'm not looking at collective values, ethics, morals, but personal. This works for me. This is how I am, you know, in my most innate, true, authentic self. This is what I believe, and I need to align my life with my beliefs. I need to let my body, my actions follow my soul's purpose or soul's drive, soul's appetites. So we've been working on that. And there are other things in the galactic moon that I could talk about or have already. So those are three tiers of how to pass through consciousness following natural time. And they're more immediate in many ways because we're, you know, passing through shorter passages. And the day as it changes, the wave spell with its intensity, the moon, which is part of a 13 moon wave spell, but just grabs us and deepens our awareness experience of atone for 28 days. It's like a teaching time, a retreat with a particular tone's energy and focus. All of that is a full plate. And so it's true when we move away from the beginning of the year in July, in late July, and it's all novelty and new, we've entered a new year, I can kind of put it in the way back burner that we're in a particular kind of year that has this surround, this large scale opportunity to feel and be, I guess, sort of under the auspices of a particular tribe and a particular tone. We're always moving in the year's energy through four tribes only. We don't move through all 20. We move through Red Moon, White Wizard, Blue Storm, and Yellow Seed. And so you can hear that each year has the qualities of each of these tribes, and they're distinct, but they're also pretty nuanced. Except Blue Storm. Red Moon is about water. It's about feminine menstrual connections to the moon itself. It's about purification rituals, the way we cleanse. It's about going with the flow. We had a 13-year wave spell prior to the one that started last year, that we are in the second year of. The prior 13-year wave spell was Red Moon, and it was really strongly full of purification vibes. You got to clean yourself up. You got to get cleaner than that. I don't think we can like go backwards to think about that right now. But in any case, it was the Red Moon has that gestalt. White Wizard is about timelessness, enchantment, shamanism. The wizard is the healer. The wizard is the sorcerer. Again, that's pretty nuanced. It's not like a flagrant description. It's a cool energy flow of its own. I love it. We are in a 13-year White Wizard wave spell. The Red Moon wave spell of 13 years completed, and it was followed by White Magnetic Wizard, and we're in the second year of 13 years of White Wizard, and I love it. Yellow Seed is another nomenclature or orientation for the years, and we'll have a Yellow Seed year next year. July 26 will be Yellow Electric Seed, and we will have the whole 13 moon year oriented to Yellow Seed, which is about grounding and growth and keen awareness, being as sensitive as a plant in our physical bodies. You know, not sensitive to feelings getting hurt, sensitive to what's happening to us physically. And I named all the three that weren't Blue Storm because I think of the 4-year archetypes, Blue Storm is just, again, the most namably, demonstrably vivid, like has a fixed metaphor a storm, like we see it in the sky, you know, it's a change, a dramatic change. It's explosive in a way where people don't really get hurt. They just get really wet. At worst, you get really wet, but it's disruptive. It's disruptive to the body. It's chaos. It is release of tension. It's not all bad at all. Like it's the necessary release of tension. So where there is tension, or I like to say where there's denial, where the mind is clamped down and won't look deeply, the storm comes along and makes that resistance futile. So to have a blue storm year is a long time in the storm, and the storm itself of the 4 years, I would say, is always the cacophony, the disruption. It is when I talk about the third week in the West for each of our moons, where we spend 7 days of every 28-day moon in the West, in the blue West, where the sun sets, where the night sky is, darker than daylight, and all the sparks of light tell a story. It's a dream time. Like we do that same journey in this, the third year in the 4 year cycle that takes us through the four colors, the four archetypes, red, white, blue, yellow, for a whole year. So if I haven't impressed upon you enough that this year is major, I haven't done it enough lately. There's always something to think about, and there's a lot of major stuff happening that occupies our thoughts and minds. So it's almost like bland for me to go, it's just the blue lunar storm year. Like, what is going on? I'll get those text messages from my friends. Is there something going on right now? And they mean, what is the astrology of what's going on right now? And I will say, oh, it's the wave spell of death. But then I'll sort of be remembering and wondering if it's, is it a good enough answer that it's the blue lunar storm year? It's enough. It's a lot. And it's ongoing. We're not at the end at all. Although last podcast I said, that's the answer to that whole statement. It's like we're nowhere near the end because we have yet to go through the solar and planetary moons, the highest pitch of our growth. The intensity of a wave spell comes in the solar tone and the planetary tone when everything is basically climaxing and hitting its peak. Its peak of overcoming challenge, meaning challenge is sort of still really in the mix. The peak drive to overcome challenge, it's just the solar tone is really fiery like the sun, and the planetary tone is really a manifestation of the growth that we've created, we've endured, we've also have to stop growing, and we have 28 days in the planetary moon to see everything that has been hard back in our face, but we have the sort of fortitude to face it. But what has been hard lunar, what has been lunar from early on in the wave spell is back with us when we're in the planetary time. So that's a lot of information, but I am just here to usher in the blue storm wave spell as a blue storm person and remind you that just the fate would have it that the blue storm wave spell within the blue storm year is also the gateway into these powerful two 28-day months that are coming starting Sunday. The last thing that I wanted to jam in here is more the personal expression of your blue storm person here running the show. I have not really talked about having turned 52 since I did, because it was a big deal, like going through anticipation, kind of the conception of self. And then I turned 52 and I didn't feel like I had to take everyone on the wild ride with me, like now it's just me in infancy, and I don't have to speak a lot to that. But one thing that you will discover if you have yet to turn 52, or if you have been 52, this is why I think it really should be revisited meditatively, what happened for you in that year of your life, those years leading up to it, the years after. I, on November 23rd of 2020, turned 52, and that day was also Blue Overtone Storm. It was Blue Overtone Storm when I was born, and then, of course, it was when I was 52 again. And what I forgot, spaced out, is that I would be Blue Overtone Storm this whole year, because every year that we age, even though we're born, you know, I was born Blue Overtone Storm, but when I turned one, I spent a year being Yellow Rhythmic Seed. Doesn't take away from my birth astrology. I'm always Blue Overtone Storm, but every year that I age, I move through my own quartet of day signs, of archetypes, of Mayan tribes. I have the same as the year. I move through Red Moon, White Wizard, Blue Storm, and Yellow Seed. So those are the only four that I touch on for the sort of subheading of, you know, my age through these different tribes. It's called my Earth family, the family of four tribes that you touch on your birthday. And you have yours. But you know, when I was one and I was Yellow Rhythmic Seed, then maybe my sensitivity physically to everything surrounding me was highly amplified because I was in the Yellow Seed experience, and so on and so forth. You know, there are 52 different configurations of tribe and tone that we move through individually over our aging process. We move through wave spells, moving through the 13 tones, and of course through the four different directions of our Earth family. But what I'm noticing is that, oh, this is the year where I'm a Blue Overtone Storm. Not only have I come home to myself, but I'm like invoking what being a Blue Overtone Storm is, which means that when you turn 52 and when you're zero to one when you're born, everything that happens in that year is really heightened to reflect who you are, if you're being authentic. And I believe that I am, because obviously I'm really trained to treat this passage of my life ceremonially and with full attention. It just so happens that I'm not like sitting around like writing about Mayan astrology and, you know, living on a lotus blossom. I am doing a home renovation. I moved to my homeland in my 52nd year. I have a really giant anticipated life change coming right as this year ends. It's planned. It's amazing. It's something, you know, that I've been dreaming of, and it's sort of mapped out in a beautiful way. It may not be as I anticipate it, but I've made the map. And this, you know, it's not just turning 52 that has given me all of this verve, this liveliness. It's turning back into my birth delineation, my fate, my human destiny for this lifetime. That's where I'm at, and I have to pay attention to it. I have this rigorous blue overtone storm way of being. I am working my ass off. I have the power to do it. Overtone and blue storm are both really volatile, powerful assignations. You know, it's a heavy burden to be a Blue Overtone Storm in terms of societal behavior. It's full of rage and grief and bossiness, sort of self-centeredness. And that doesn't work well, you know, at school. It didn't work well. It doesn't work well in relationships, many relationships. But it works really well with the determination and to have a creative drive, that I am sort of unstoppable. And there's no arrogance behind this. I'm exhausted from being the Blue Overtone Storm that I am. But I had to observe it. I had to observe, especially with this approaching Blue Storm wave spell, where I'll really be paying attention, because it will be myself in the amplification of my 52nd year and alongside a wave spell that is amplifying a blue storm year. I had to podcast because I want to get to the eye of the storm, because there's four storms in my perimeter here. They're all converging, and it sounds dangerous, practically, you know, too explosive, but the storm is always the most dangerous at its outskirts. So all of us need to start aiming for the center of the storm. And I will be happy to talk more about this next time. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.